Well, here we are in early February, and some of us may still be having just a little bit of trouble kicking off those New Year resolutions. So what can you do to catch up?
Well, we're joined by Fairfax Hackley from Body Mass Gym and our Best Body Report. Great to have you back, Hack.
Always good to be here with you, too.
Well, first, what seems to be some of the problems folks have in getting started?
Well, you know, Sean, the biggest thing is lack of motivation and generally, you know, determining that start time. You know, many of us say, oh, I need to start beginning of the year. Oh, it's end of January now. Oh, it's almost February. And we're not thinking in terms of, you know, when we need to be started, when we are ready to get started. That's so important. You don't need January 1st as that start time. What you do need is the right amount of information before you start about your goals, determine what your goals are, write those things down, and before you decide to just to jump on the bandwagon or follow the new trend, you really need to do all your homework.
And what about coming up with some strategies for exercise?
Well, think in terms of you don't have to necessarily go to the gym or join a aerobic studio or yoga studio. The key thing is try to incorporate more movement into your day. That's so important. Not sitting for 6 to 8 hours, doing some stretching, doing some deep breathing. So there's things that you can do to jumpstart your exercise plan. But the main thing is to start the movement, get going, jumpstart each day with a little something, and then have fun doing it. But don't be overwhelmed by the fact that you think that you need to hit a gym, reach your goals.
And what about some strategies for eating healthier?
Well, ask yourself, Sean, before you put it in your mouth, is that something that's going to make a difference in how I feel, losing weight, and feeling better about, you know, reaching my goals, or even if that will help reach my goals? And that triple hamburger is not going to necessarily do it. So again, you can do things like look in your refrigerator, look in your pantry, look for those little culprits from 2017 that are still lingering around, maybe even 2016. Get them out of that refrigerator, get them off the shelf, and begin anew and begin fresh. But remember, begin somewhere.
Some people are still tossing around the idea of actually joining a gym or some sort of a studio. What should they consider before doing that?
The first thing, does a gym or a studio help you or want you to reach your fitness goals? That's so important. You don't join a yoga studio to lift weights. You know, right. That's the first thing. So make sure that the aerobic studio or whatever is conducive to your goals. That's so important. Secondly, is it convenient to home and work? If it's too far away, the chances are you won't use it. Look at things like cleanliness, the friendly environment. Are you accepted? Are you embraced when you come in? Also look at things like the fees. What do they charge monthly? Do they charge you to cancel or terminate contract? Are there hidden fees like initiation fees? So the things that generally turn people off to get started is that they think it's so expensive. But if they do their homework and shop around, they can not only get good deals, especially now since people are, you know, slow to embrace and get into a fitness program, and they can, you know, end up getting the things that they want to get out of joining a gym.
Thank you, Hack.
Thank you, Hillary and Sean.
Fairfax Hackley from Body Mass Gym and your Best Body Report.